Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And we welcome Eve to the show, who is not dating an Adam. I thought it would be cool if she did, but not dating an Adam. Hello, Eve.
Hey, everybody.
So we're putting your boyfriend to the test today. And his name is?
Jason.
I thought it would be cool if you dated a guy named Adam. Adam and Eve. Or even like Steve. If you were Steve and Eve. Or even Stevens, you know?
Actually, I did date a guy named Steve back in high school. Shout out to everyone at Oscar Smith.
Okay. Holla! Okay, so why are we putting Jason to the test today?
Okay, so basically since the whole holiday break ended, he seems like he's not interested in our relationship at all. Like, the holidays were good, really, really good. But for the past couple weeks, he seems like he doesn't care anymore. He never wants to hang out. He forgot our anniversary, which was on the 11th. And I know it's just a dating anniversary, but it's still important to me, you know?
No, I get it. So do you feel like his lack of interest is because maybe there's somebody else?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Have you seen any evidence that there might be somebody else? Like any text messages on his phone or signs that he's trying to hide something?
Not really, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Okay. Lately he acts like he'd rather be alone than be with me. So that's a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's put Jason to the test here. What we'll do is we'll offer him a free dozen roses that he can send anyone he wants. And you're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Jason, please.
Yeah, this is Jason.
Good morning, Jason. My name is Tim. I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling is to let you know that we started a new program for 2021 where every month we draw names from our Visa users database. And then the people we choose win these little prizes as a way to say thanks for using Visa. Anyways, this month you were picked as one of our winners. So congratulations.
Really?
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Wow. Okay. What did I win?
Well, that's kind of why I was calling. So this month's prize is actually a gorgeous bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. So they will be sent to you as a gift. But a lot of the guy winners that we've been calling don't really want roses. Like, they're not interested in getting flowers. But they have been asking if we can send them to their girlfriend or their wife, which, by the way, we can totally do. So it'll just be like a gift from you to them. So is that something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or would you like us to just send them right to you instead?
No, I mean, if you could send them to my girlfriend, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Can I get a first and last name to put on the card?
Can you address it to Dimps? So that's D-I-M-P-S.
D-I-M-P-S, so Dimps? Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any message that you'd like us to put on the card that comes with it? You could put anything out you want on the card as long as it's under 180 characters.
Oh, yeah. Put down, since I forgot our anniversary, I just want to start early for Valentine's Day. Love, Jay.
Okay. All right. And so this is your wife or your girlfriend or?
Girlfriend, yeah.
Okay. I was wondering because I didn't know what Dimps was. I wasn't sure if that's a nickname or.
Actually, we don't need to get into that. It's okay.
Oh, well, what do you know? Guess who it is? It's your girlfriend, Eve, on the phone with us. Hello, Eve.
Wait, what's going on?
Jason, this isn't actually the Visa Rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Eve asked us to put you to the test to see who you might send your flowers to. But you passed the test, so...
Wait, this is like a setup?
Yes, this was a setup. Now, but Eve, do you feel better?
I feel much better, yes.
Okay.
What'd you think I was going to do, like keep the flowers for myself?
I don't know. I was just worried that you were getting bored with me because you never seem to want to do anything anymore. You always just want to stay home now.
Yeah, that's because I lost my job before Christmas. I'm like trying not to go out and do stuff right now. I've got to find a job first.
Here's what I want to know. Can we get back to the... So we were talking about cute pet names for couples literally just last week on the show. So what is Dimps all about?
Nope, it's nothing.
She's got these dimples on her butt. These like two little ones right where her back meets her booty. Like I always thought it was so cute. So I started calling her Dimples and then... It just changed to Dimps.
I see. So, Eve, your nickname is based on your booty dimples.
Yep, and now everyone knows. I like thanks, big honey.
Hey, you're the one that set this whole thing up, not me.
That's true. Hey, he's got a point. Listen, Jason, because you chose right, we really are going to send Eve a dozen roses from you, and then we're going to pick up the tab for that, okay?
Great.
Okay. And hey, take care of those Dimps for us, okay?
Okay, no problem.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.